welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. And, of course, we've got lots of interesting news over the weekend. Of course, another leak of video, or audio that is, on Hillary Clinton behind the scenes during the DNC debate with Bernie Sanders, basically disrespecting millennials, saying that they have no ladder to climb, they're basically in their parents' basement, they have no direction, and they want to be part of a movement, which, of course, is not the same movement as Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton changed horses on the idea of supporting the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Transatlantic Partnership, which will basically destroy the economy further from her husband's plan of NAFTA, which is probably the worst trade deal in American history. And now we have, of course, the cult tried to turn into a scandal, the New York Times releasing the tax returns for Donald Trump. I mean, how many people have had losses and then written it off? He just has a bigger corporation. I think that this is, again, more of the gutter sniping from the Democrats. My advice to Donald Trump is stay out of it. Pivot, get into the issues. Like this morning, I listened to his talk to a number of generals and then asking him questions, major generals, generals that were in the first, or in the Second World War, Korea and Vietnam, for example, strengthening our cybersecurity, having not only cybersecurity, but cyber attack or counterattack against countries that attack us or individuals, shutting them down. I would say we should also put them on notice that we know where you are, and no matter where in the world you are, we're going to not only stop you cybernetically, we're going to grab you in whatever country you're in and extradite you to the United States. So, you know, Donald Trump's message, if he sticks on message, he's going to win. He's winning over millennials, and a lot of the millennials are actually switching from Hillary Clinton over to the Libertarian candidate, which I think is a bit of a joke. Because libertarianism is not, its whole package is not what we want. We want to have smart government. We want to have government that doesn't necessarily have a label on it. That's why it's populist. We want to have affordable education. We want to have a controlled border. We want to have controlled immigration. We want to have rapid immigration at a reasonable cost. We want to have good trade deals bilaterally between the United States and any other country. We want more trade, not less, but it has to be win-win. I mean, everything that Donald Trump says with all his advisors is smack on. If he stays on that message and doesn't retweet about beauty queens. And in fact, this story was pretty disgusting on the part of Democrats because it turns out the so-called beauty queen violated her contract by getting pretty significantly overweight. But beyond that, she has her own major problems in the background. When you've been a driver for someone committing a murder. Do we have Jim?
Yes, Bill. Sorry for the momentarily delay.
Okay, good. Let's get started right in. We've got lots of news to cover. We have the tax return thing from Trump, which I think actually helps him because he says he's going to fix the tax system, make it simplified.
Yes.
We have Hillary Clinton's trying to spin the idea that maybe it's actually kind of a positive thing that she disrespects the millennials. My three sons are millennials. My oldest son is 31. My next son is 28. My next son is going to be 26 this December. All of them are doing things. Like my sons are, youngest son is finishing his degree in engineering at the University of Arizona. My second son is doing special ed training and working with special ed kids right now. My oldest son is finishing his degree at Portland State University and going on to naturopathy and oriental medicine to finish that off. So, you know, despite the fact that that Obama's destroyed the economy, we're trying to support them and continue to move them forward. A lot of families don't have the resources, and a lot of these kids are up to their eyeballs in debt. I think that we can make affordable education, but we don't want to say we're just going to promise you it without fixing the system, just like healthcare. Unless you control the costs, you can't make it free healthcare. You need to completely change the modus of the system before you start offering a reasonable cost or free. But you can do it. I mean, it's very doable. But the fact is, we don't want labels put on it. I think Trump is a succeeder that knows how to work out problems and problem solve. And rather than putting labels on it, this is conservative, this is liberal, he just wants to solve the problem like cybersecurity and cyber counterattacks. But he's going to have to clean out everything. He said he's going to appoint a new Department of Justice head, a new FBI director. The State Department is a mess. They're basically contaminated by the Clinton crime family and the Bush
yes.
crime family.
100%, Bill. You're spot on. More and more is coming about Comey and Loretta Lynch, and it's completely disgusting. They're they're about as corrupt as we've ever seen in American history.
Well, Comey has no background to make him a reasonable person to be director of the FBI. His actual banking experience is to be HSBC, which is a laundering bank for the largest drug cartels in the world. So he's dirty right from the beginning. Loretta Lynch is basically a yes person, and she's Muslim. And, of course, so is Obama. He's a very apologist for Muslims. That's why he will never say Islamic terror when it's always Islamic, quote, plus sign, terror. It's not Hindu terror or Jewish terror or Christian terror or some cult terror from God knows where. It's always Muslim, isn't it?
Oh, Bill, it's been stunning to see this development. And, you know, they're bringing all these refugees into the country with no vetting whatsoever. There's a small town in Georgia that has been overwhelmed. It's a population of 6,000, and they've received more refugees than Los Angeles and New York City combined. They have one of the lowest highest poverty levels in the country. I mean, it's totally outrageous.
Well, they're not going to... They want terror. I mean, it's obvious they're not using the metadata. For example, I know because I worked at classified projects for U.S. Space Command, Strategic Command, Star Wars, and the Virtual World Project. The first error that I saw, and I actually worked with the CDC and FBI as appointment under Reserve Admiral Hughes in 97, is agencies don't talk to each other. Number two, they are directly under Obama. They actually scrubbed the data that was even collected under Bush that was metadata indicating tracking specific Muslim individuals that could be problem. And they may not be foreigners coming here. They could be homegrown or imams inside the country. If we just use our data, Twitter and Facebook, and our NSA artificially intelligent scanning technologies, we can easily pick out these people and pay them a strong visit and monitor them like crazy, their transactions, their travel, everything. And if they come above a certain threshold, they get grabbed and put into civil detention under War Powers Act. We're at war. And if we don't face that, we're fools. And we're going to end up a nail bomb, a radiological bomb, biological bomb, something terrible. And hundreds of thousands of Americans are going to die from the stupidity of people like Obama, who is a political correct idiot.
And I wonder how many realize that the whole election here is being rigged. I mean, we had the colossal exposure from the Democratic National Committee, which appears to have been done by Seth Rich, now among the dear departed, to Julian Assange with a massive release that showed that the DNC was corrupting, sabotaging Bernie Sanders' campaign. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was forced out. But, Bill, there are other deaths associated here. The attorney who filed the class action lawsuit against the DNC, he is dead. The attorney for Julian Assange, who is, of course, ensconced in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, he's now dead.
And when by the way, you know that Julian Assange delayed the release tomorrow of another basket of really deadly emails because of security issues, and he is concerned for his own life and the life of people around him that are affiliating, working with his organization to get the truth out.
I know exactly. And in fact, the latest is that he's going to do it tomorrow after all, but through a video release in Berlin, Bill. So I think what happened is he was threatened that the next time he came out on the balcony, which is how he's been making the release, that would be his last public appearance. So what he's doing instead is going to take place as scheduled, but it's going to be done at a video conference that will air at a Berlin press conference. So I think we can still count on Julian Assange to come through, notwithstanding the threats to his own life.
Bill and Hillary crime family, and of course we have to say it's the Bush Clinton crime family, but they've been in control of the United States government now for a number of decades. It's not a short time, and Obama's just a bookend between them. Obama, in his attempt to cover up the 28 pages, is not trying to cover up Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has some complicity, but it's very minimal. The main complicity is the fact that we contracted, the CIA contracted not only Saudi to act as a cover, and these agents, which, by the way, many of the pilots were still flying afterwards, but also the Israeli Mossad nuclear division to demolish the building as a nuclear demolition, and even sent over a video crew to observe and record for Israeli public media the demolition of the World Trade Center towers.
That's right.
I talked to people in Israel that actually told me this. So when people say they don't like my conspiracy theory, they want to argue, I say, you know what? There's a thing in modern language now I call intellectual correctness, which is a form of in the face of facts, organized and malignant and vicious, I call it vicious ignorance. I don't put up with it. This is not something that I accept as a valid reason for an argument. It isn't.
Well, it's a form of willful suppression of the evidence, Bill. We have a whole lot of information about the so-called five dancing Israelis who were observed in Liberty State Park yelling, cheering, giving each other high fives while the Twin Towers were being destroyed. A woman observed them and thought it was very suspicious. When the police apprehended them, they were in an Urban Moving Systems van.
Right.
Urban Moving Systems is an Israeli asset. They had a painting of a plane approaching the Twin Towers on the side. The driver told the police officer that we are not the problem. Your problem is our problem. The problem is the Palestinians. There were box cutters, residue, explosives, passports, money in the van. There actually were two other vans that day, Bill. One was headed toward the George Washington Bridge, another toward the Holland Tunnel. This was intended to be very elaborate, but it was an Israeli off in New York on the ground. There isn't any doubt about it. They were held for some 44 days until they were released at the direction of an assistant to then Attorney General John Ashcroft. They returned to Israel, and three of them went on Israeli TV and confirmed that they had been there to document the destruction. The assistant who released them was none other than Michael Chertoff, who'd go on to become the second head of the Department of Homeland Security.
And Chertoff, by the way, if he was to run for a movie extra for a movie about Satan and his minions, he would get the part.
Yes.
He has that demonic look about him that's like, man, you're hired.
Instead
of
you're fired.
He looks
like the vintage image of an Auschwitz camp card.
Right. Now, here's the facts. It's 15 years in. It's time to start growing up, intellectually and otherwise. And I don't suffer, you know, I don't suffer idiots. You know, one of my favorite shows on television is the Dr. Martin Ellingham. Now, I have a much better bedside manner, but have even less tolerance of stupidity, arrogance, and ignorance, and lack of logic. And that's why I say when people call into to my show, I said it's a no-Yahoo zone. It's a no-Yahoo zone. So if you call in, even if you have grade 3, but you got a point, I want to hear it. I want to get taught. But if you don't have a point and you're trying to pontificate about something that's totally foolish, then you're going to be shut off. Now, the important point here is this is not a minor thing. One of the analogies I use is that believing a lie is like passing an axe to a madman on PCP in the middle of a lifeboat, and he thinks that the only way he can save everybody is to drive a hole in the bottom of the lifeboat with a fire axe. And you got to grab his arms and get the axe out of him and tie him up, otherwise he's so vicious, he's going to do everything he can to let the water in. Now, that's what our government's like. That's what Obama's like with his political correctness and his religious correctness garbage. He's stacked the government, for example, the current director of the CIA is a converted Muslim. The head of the State Department is a Muslim. We have Comey, who's so corrupt, this man would, you know, and he's always got this puffy, squinchy eyes, and he's always trying to pivot and so on. I remember one of the congressmen asking him the question, a lawyer would have to give that opinion. You know, this is Comey's response. He says, you're a lawyer. He said, well, I wouldn't offer my opinion. I'm thinking, right from the very start, he didn't make it a grand jury, didn't swear her in, didn't make sure that she was under oath. I mean, it goes on and on with Cheryl Mills and how they had her in as her attorney, but also she was a witness. I mean, are you kidding me? They made sure that in every possible step of the way, they blocked justice. And I think there needs to be consequences for Comey. Comey needs to go to jail for this. He does. So does Loretta Lynch meeting Bill Clinton on the tarmac and saying they're talking about grandkids and shopping or God knows what. This is a pile of crap, and we need to stop it. There's not one rule for the king of the land and one for the peons. We're not going to go back to middle age, Europe and England. We're not going to have lords and ladies and the peons that basically don't matter. That's us. It's just not going to happen, is it?
No, Bill, and you know they're manipulating us grossly right in our face by this first debate was completely outrageous. Not only was Lester Holt following directions from Hillary Clinton, each time she scratched her face, he went on the attack against Trump and then threw it to her without asking a new question so she could launch a prepared zinger. But it appears now we have several reports that the questions were delivered to her by an NBC intern who is dressed as a FedEx employee who went to her campaign headquarters, didn't deliver the package to the secretary, but was allowed right into the office of the campaign manager, where there were others who knew this intern, were surprised he was dressed as FedEx, went outside and saw there was no FedEx vehicle there, and were after the campaign. They had a cleaner there, a guy who went up to Hillary's podium, who gathered the material she had on the podium and gave them to Lester Holt at the very end as he was departing. It's outrageous, Bill.
Well, firstly, the rules of the debate were the questions were not supposed to be exposed to either one of the debatees. And what we have is a two-on-one with Lester Holt not asking any zingers to Hillary, totally aside dealing with what we call non-issues, like your comment to a beauty queen who has to stay at a contractual thing to not gain 60 pounds and not be fat during her reign. The comments about his taxes, it's like, yeah, if you have losses, you can write them off. How crazy is that? Trying to say that, and of course, it's what I call Chinese water torture, the news. Trying to water torture Trump into the point, and he counterpunches, so he gets himself lathered up and takes after it, almost like a dog chasing after a bleeding prey. This is not good. And what I see happening, Hillary Clinton doesn't want to deal with substantive things. When she gets up there in politics or talks, I don't even can't tell you one thing she's going to do for young people or jobs, other than she's going to raise taxes on the quote rich, which will kill the economy and everything, and on businesses. I know, comparing this country to Canada, because I'm a dual citizen, I'm an American, but I was raised for the first half of my life in Canada. The tax rate in Canada for comparable businesses to mine is 15%, not 35%. We have the highest tax rates for small, medium, and large business in the world. It's just ridiculous. And for her to say she's going to raise the taxes and think she's going to grow an economy by betting on companies like Solyndra, or, where do they have the expertise to bet on new energy companies that are going to make, solar panels everywhere and they're going to fix this? They're crazy. It drives me nuts.
Hillary committed a gross blunder, however, when she promoted Alicia Machado to the poster child for her campaign.
Didn't she?
Because she, it turns out, was accused of driving a getaway vehicle for a murder attempt by her then boyfriend. She later threatened to kill a judge, as he himself reported. She had a child by a Mexican drug lord, and she herself actually, it turns out, was in a sex tape where she was having sex on a reality show. There's no doubt about it. In addition, she was admitting back in 1997 that she was anorexic and bulimic. Here's a quote, Bill. I was anorexic and bulimic, but almost all of us are. When I was preparing for Miss Universe, it was an obsession for me to not gain weight. By the time I won, I was actually recovering. But the year leading up to it, I didn't eat at all. And whatever I ate, I threw up. I weighed 116 pounds when I won. I was skeletal. Miss Universe sizing up her reign with Lydia Martin on 16 May 1997. And get this, Bill. We have recovered now video where Donald Trump is with her at a press conference and defending her. Talking right. About how many of us like to eat, many of us become overweight, and we really should have sympathy for those people.
Yeah, the people are going to fire her. The committee is going to fire her, and he defended her, which is the opposite of what came out in the news, that he actually defended her and said, well, give her time, give her a second chance to lose the weight. And she turns on him. What an example for the Democrats. They're going real low, let me tell you. If they can't stay in the gutter, in the sewer, the Democrats think they can't win this election. That shows you how they don't have any answers, no plans, nothing, except to put the screws to the population of America and the world. That's what they have.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Slide set to go over and make a video today after the show with Jim Fetzer, and I think you'll be quite surprised and pleased by the bluntness of what we see going on and the signaling going back and forth between Lester Holt and Hillary Rodham Clinton, or should I call her Hitlery Rotten Clinton?
Some call her Hillary, some call her Killery, but yeah, the whole debate was outrageous, Bill, as you're observing. I mean, right. If you compare their misdeeds and the questions Lester didn't ask, Hillary has leaked security secrets. Donald has said mean things. Hillary got people killed at Benghazi. Donald has said mean things. Hillary has corrupted the primary. It was rigged. Donald has said mean things. Hillary has had multiple enemies die mysteriously. Donald has said mean things. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is the most superficial attack on Donald Trump possible. And would you believe, Bill, right after the debate, Hillary, his, we have photographs of Hillary with her eye crossing her nose. I mean, this is really serious. She has these major medical problems, which we've discussed in the past.
Right.
Ironically, the Times tracking poll, which is among the only that seem to be honest, show that Donald Trump is actually in the lead with 46.7%, while Hillary has 42.9%.
Right.
In addition, these claims about Russian hacking are attempts to create a subterfuge for the election being managed by the Department of Homeland Security, which is going to guarantee that it's being rigged right before our very eyes.
They don't have time to do it. Even if they took a year, it would be difficult because you've got 6,000 to 7,000 different voting systems that are out there, from combinations to partial electronic. It's not possible. It's a wet dream of these global progressive maniacs.
Well, get this, Bill. You're not going to believe it, but tens of thousands of fraudulent Hillary votes have been found in an Ohio warehouse by accident. They're
already,
they're already in the ballot boxes, Bill. They're already in the ballot boxes.
Wow. So they've already discovered that. That's wild.
Yeah. A warehouse worker by accident stumbled over them, couldn't figure out what in the world they were. Opened them up, and they were already ballots, already cast for Hillary, all made out to be delivered for the count.
Wow. Well, I can tell you, no matter what happens, she'll never be my president. And I can tell you right now, if she does what she's planning on doing, 550% more terrorists, major terrorism in American soil, bipartisan security bill, which will come out of a terrorist act, seizing our guns or making the gun manufacturers go out of business, if she does all these things, she's going to precipitate an internal civil war, a hot, bloody, bullets and firebomb civil war. It's not going to be funny. I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see fellow Americans shooting fellow Americans. And by the way, it won't last very long because the military and the police are on our side. So as much as she wants to do things, she's going to find that she's going to soon be arrested and put into prison herself, post haste. So if she tries to pull this off, there's going to be the second American Revolution. Only this time, it'll be directly against the so-called executive office.
Well, you know, Bill, the polls after the debate were overwhelmingly in favor of Donald. Of the 21 polls, this is from the Daily Mail in the U.K.
I saw that. I saw those polls.
17 to 21. Yeah. Time, 58% to Clinton, 42%. U.S., New York, Trump, 42,000 vote sheet, 17-6. San Diego Tribune, Trip, 66% Clinton, 34%. Slate, Trump, 54%. Clinton, 46%. Variety, Trump, 51%. Clinton, 48%. Fortune, Trump 51, Clinton 49. CNBC, Trump 51, Clinton 49. Actually, the CNBC vote was much more striking than that, Bill, because they had, in the end, a million participants. I mean, it was absolutely stunning. Listen to this. This is CNBC had, at the point I took this screenshot, 976,950 votes, nearly a million votes, and they gave it to Donald Trump by 67% to 33%.
Yeah, well, I think, to be honest with you, you can swing the vote by illegal voter fraud about up to 12%. I think that the vote is so much in favor, was very activated. People like me out there that are totally enraged by what's going on, we're going to get the vote out. She's going, and she's going in orange. Hillary for prison 2016 is going to happen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There's a couple of reasons why Hillary gets away with all this stuff, and I'm going to say a couple things that people are pretty familiar with, some things they aren't. Number one, Hillary and Bill Clinton have been CIA for more than 25 years. I mean CIA agents, full certified agents. Number two, Hillary is the highest level female, if you want to call it Masonic witch, if you want to call it witch or warlock or high level secret order, dark order of satanic order in the Western world. There's nobody higher than her. Her family, the Rodhams, have been high-level warlocks and witches for many centuries, right back to Great Britain. And people need to understand that Satanism is a power behind things, the Rothschilds, the globalists. It's not just straight politics or greed. It's a matter of power to kill, power to control, power to eventually now control technology as we head toward the singularity of artificial intelligence, merging with technology, with cybernetic and genetic enhancement, literally the creating of demigods. And my friend, Dr. Ron Klatz, who's the head of and founder of A4M, he comes by here every 3 or 4 months, and I do a lot of medical things for him and with him. And I can tell you, Ron said, you know, when he was 3 years ago at the World Economic Forum in the Burj Dubai, all these billionaires, and they wanted to push transhumanism and suppress life extension. But the real plan is the globalists want to reduce the world population. That's people like Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. They want to push this agenda of carbon credits and the idea that CO2, carbon dioxide, is death gas from hell. when in fact it's the opposite, and our oxygen concentration is totally dependent on how much carbon dioxide there is, because it's called a cycle. And Hillary Clinton is untouchable because she is so corrupt with the media, with the globalists, with a global plan, that she is their option. I mean, she's literally Jezebel. And if she comes into power, judgment immediately falls on America. I mean, I'm not delaying it. We're just going to be in a hell state. The first three things I expect to happen if she starts to melt down this week, which I expect to happen even before the second debate, is a major terrorist activity that Obama and the now strangled police and intelligence forces are not even keeping proper metadata or following up on it. We're going to have major terrorism on American soil before the election. The number two thing I expect is that the powers that be that control the banks that are tied to this are going to pull a plug probably on the European economy, and we're going to see a domino effect that's going to put a scare as the stock market tanks. Those two things I expect to happen before the election if Hillary's going down. They want to saddle Trump, if he does get into power, with such a catastrophic situation. The globalists think that they're masters of chaos. They'll be able to maintain control through the chaos they're creating. They're delusional. The people now are not ignorant. They have been willingly ignorant to retain or feign ignorance because it was a survival strategy. People now realize this is not survival. If you pretend that Hillary is not going to destroy America or cause a civil war or tank the economy or cause terrorists to kill many Americans, you're a fool. And I stand toe-to-toe to people to say, you know, this is, if you are a voter for Hillary Clinton or you decide not to vote, you're a doer of evil. There's just no way around it. You're going to promulgate evil on America, where Americans will eventually be shooting each other, the economy will crash, the electricity will go up because we'll do something to tick off Russia, and we don't have a Department of Defense. So we're going to end up with a catastrophic situation where America breaks up into a number of sub-republics, and we march literally on the capitals of our state government and federal government to take over after this situation gets way out of hand. Because if we don't, we're going to have a thermonuclear war. Because this situation in Aleppo is a pretty good example how Russia has finally, even after the journalists in Germany are saying straight up, we're getting equipment from America, not through a proxy even of Elnursa, and they're even showing us how to operate the equipment. And Russia's fully aware that we're completely collaborating with ISIS. We move around the debris with our bombing runs, but we're bombing and trying to kill off Syrian forces. Now we've got Syrian, Hezbollah, Iranian, and Russian forces working together. If America or NATO attacks Russia now, we're going to have the weapon of indignation. Our power on lights will go up, number one. Second phase will be a nuclear attack on our nuclear bases and our military bases around the world. And there's nothing with their modernized nuclear force that we can do to stop it. And America will get a call on the phone making Obama have to surrender from his foolish operational work, working for Soros and the globalists. As he's heading out of office, he's going to have destroyed America. That's where we're headed.
I wish I could disagree with you, Bill, but I think you got it right on. For example, William Colby, then head of the agency, reported that the CIA owned everyone of significance in the major media. We can take for granted that that includes Lester Holt, Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, and a host of others. Yeah. They're using every technique the agency has used to control governments in other nations right here in the USA, including, you know, rigging the official polls, where we have reported before they've altered their programs to give a 9-point bump to Hillary. So even when Donald was leading, it would appear as though Hillary were still in control.
Right.
And of course, the fact that she is suffering from these health issues has caused chaos. Dr. Drew had a show on television where he began talking about health issues. It was a CNN affiliate, and they demanded that he retract. When he did it, they fired him after not. I mean, this was a television toll taken off the air because he was talking about Hillary's health.
Right.
There was a fellow by the name of Don Seaman who was publishing for Huffington Post. When he talked about Hillary's health, they revoked his credentials. They disallowed him from posting. And now he's reporting, you know, the Orwellian character of the American news now. It's completely controlled from top to bottom, Bill.
Right. When I put out a notice about a month ago on Hillary's health, and it was my analysis based on the current data at the time, I got it within 2 weeks, 3,000 hits. I guarantee you that my current analysis of Hillary, and I'll run down through this for people to know because I'm an expert on all the areas of medicine, internal medicine, neurology, toxicology, etc., Here's the list. Number one, going head to toe. Number one, she's got double vision due to a traumatic brain injury. We also know on her MRI scan was Lisa Bardak. She either has a post-traumatic lesion in the inferior temporal lobe or a tumor. And most likely the tumor is one that's maybe expanding, maybe metastasized. She has Parkinson's disease, and she's in the terminal phase, which means she's now getting pseudobulbar palsy, so she's getting aspiration pneumonia. It's not due to the allergies. It's aspiration pneumonia, which is the terminal phase of Parkinson's. That's why she freezes or falls or has these oculogyric crises. She has these weird things where her head's popping around like she's some kind of bird. That's, again, another motor disorder tied directly to the end-stage Parkinson's disease. And the fact that she's getting inferior care, which is carbidopa, rather than other things to stop the oxidative stress to protect them of her midbrain. I have a protocol. I just posted up a new updated one this weekend for Parkinson's. I guarantee that she's on almost none of the equivalent medical-grade nutraceuticals to block a lot of the oxidative stress and the damage to the secondary motor neuron. She's diabetic. She's hypothyroid. She has obesity. She has bladder control problems. You can see she has a catheter running down her leg. You can see that this woman has absent seizures, so she forgets things and freezes. She doesn't know. And she has an earpiece to make sure that they remind her what she's doing. God knows what they gave her to pump her up to make her look almost human. But she looked like she was in a daze with her eyes blinking. It's like bat. Her eyes was like, this is not a normal person. The fact that she could stand there for 90 minutes, she also walked like a robot, like she had something up her back to try to keep her straight. I can tell you right now, the fact that she slumped down and they were abusing body doubles, she is so sick. I doubt if she's going to finish the full thing without using more body doubles. But if she does manage to survive, even if she's not elected, she's probably got a year left to live. That's about it. Unless she gets really remarkable care and a stem cell transplant and other types of technology, which I refer to regularly to clinics around the world, she is a goner. And the fact is that the kind of care she's getting right now with this big guy just literally holding her so she doesn't fall over, this is incredibly inferior care, 30 years out of date, which is, by the way, typical of the regular medical system because it suppresses any new advances in either pharmacology or nutraceuticals or genetics, because she could be a candidate for all kinds of treatment that could help her. She is, medically, she's not fit. Ethically, she's not fit. She's so compromised in being the inside of CIA. These people, people don't realize, and Eisenhower told us back in the 50s, that we needed to be fearful of the military-industrial intelligence complex. People forget about that. The intelligence complex took over the government when they assassinated John F. Kennedy. Didn't they?
Well, you got that right. Absolutely 100%. And we've had her needing help, climbing upstairs. We've had her freezing up at rallies where her handler had to rush over and to tell her to keep talking. It looks as though she even had a mini freeze up during the debate. Bill, I don't know if you noticed that, but where burst off when something like, wow, you know, I'm being blamed for everything. That was to cover that she had a momentary freeze right there on the stage.
Right.
The fact that Chelsea created this new apartment on the fourth floor of the same address where there was a home service medical facility, which is now closed, indicates that the Clinton Foundation bought the whole floor so that Hillary could receive intensive care as the sole patient of the facility by going to Chelsea's home as camouflage. But the fact is that we have a report after report of her medical condition, and other experts like yourself, Bill, have predicted that she has less than a year to live, including a professor of medicine.
Right. Now, if I have more medical records, and by the way, I've done an analysis of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is obese, which means he's pre-diabetic. He's got a dyslipidemia, so he's on a statin drug, which is not a good thing because you can get dyslipidemia when you treat with statins can cause transient global amnesia. So he needs to get off it so he doesn't suffer transient global amnesia where he loses his ability to think. Now, obviously, it hasn't affected him yet. I think that he probably, considering all the golf he's doing, he's probably got some arthritis in his knees because it's a twisting motion with a torsion effect of that. But beyond that, and his sniffing, by the way, that means he's got chronic sinus infections. Easy to treat. Easy sneezy. So the idea that, you know, he's a cocaine addict like this Dr. Dean mentioned, this man was a doctor. How obscene a doctor would make a diagnosis based on somebody sniffing during an interview, not assuming that the man was traveling in an aircraft 3 and 4 times a day with depressurization might not develop what's called post-depressurization sinusitis. What an idiot. This guy is an example of the typical, I call pinhead idiot Democrat that thinks that their fantasy world vision of the world is reality, and it's not. You know, I believe in affordable education. I believe everybody has a right to health care, which means we need a value-added tax if nobody's on paying for health insurance. I believe the doctor should be paid a salary. So if you get sick or old, you got pensions. If you're a female doctor and you want to work 2 mornings a week or 2 afternoons, it's your business. But you can't afford to even stay in practice if you're an older doctor or you're female or you develop a health problem yourself. And the stress on doctors is just nuts. People have no idea how hard we work when I'm going through residency or in practice. It is obscene. The average male doctor in this country lives 10 years less than the average male in this country. Did you know that?
No.
The average male lives to be 55. That's it. 55. You're done. You're in the ground. 55. The average male doctor in this country lives 10 years less than the average male, which is 65.
That's astounding. Bill, but I'm sure it's because he added stress of feeling.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
You know, empathy
and the biggest stress, by the way, biggest stress is not patients. It's insurance carriers. It's regulatory authorities. It's state licensing authorities. It's the Hospital Privileges Committee. It's your colleagues. Because if you even have some successful thing like Dr. Russell Blaylock to just add magnesium so someone post-op doesn't get intracranial hypertension and their brain swell and their cones through the foramen magnum as they get their intracranial hypertension monitor in the neurointensive care unit, people don't know that the biggest stress we have is the fact that the medical profession, we eat our own, that the state licensing authority be populated by pinheads and morons, that the federal government's mandatory now Obamacare literally says if you do surgery on someone of a certain age, you get fined massively, and the second violation is a bigger fine and jail. Did you know that? You go to jail for the second violation of the Obamacare death panels.
Wow.
Jail. I had a neurosurgeon on my program a few years ago, and he stated that in the first violation, if you have a 72-year-old that needs a clipped aneurysm in their brain from an angiography at 2 a.m. on Saturday, and the surgeon does it, the first fine is a couple hundred thousand dollars. Second one is $500,000 fine and a year in prison. A year. A year in prison for a surgeon trying to save a life. And the committee meets on Tuesday morning. By that time, the person will not only have assumed room temperature, their blood will be replaced with formalin. They'll probably be in a casket either on their way or already under 6 feet of dirt. So I don't have any patience. Obamacare is postnatal abortion. It is murder. It is basically, it's also tied to the derivatives market. People don't understand that the speculation by these big insurance carriers is speculating into the derivatives market, and the bubble that's coming is created by the government on purpose to blow up the economy like the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center Complex 1 and 2. The demolition of the economy is all planned so they can replace it with a biometric world currency. Now, I know there's a lot of religious leaders out here, including Tex Mars, who's got a book called The Destroyer, who I'm going to interview him, but I'm also going to cross-examine him. And most Christian leaders say they think that the final, quote, Antichrist is going to be a Jew coming from Israel. No, Israel is just the state of Judah. Guess what? The state of Ephraim, which is all the Ephraimic nations of North Europe, who used to be the Ephraimic tribes, is America. And the only person on earth who can force a world biometric currency on the entire planet is the U.S. president. And God help us, if it's Hillary and she gets in now through deft or theft or whatever, we might have a period of grace if Trump gets in and gets the right advisors. But if we have Hillary, it's going to be hell and fire right away because they're going to blow up the economy. They're going to make us all a gruel class. Won't be the middle class. It'll be a gruel class. Can I have Melissa like Oliver Twist? It'll be so obscene. People can't even imagine how bad it'll get and how quick.
Yeah, I can believe all that.
They can't imagine. They really can't imagine. And I got to tell people, when I see people who are speaking about prophetic things and they're not prophets, shut up. That's my word to them. Shut up. Just like people who don't know about financial systems and about the interaction between geopolitical and financial and military hardware, they don't understand. Putin is telling it straight. He's trying to be decent to us. He's saying, don't attack us. We know that what you're up to. It's not good. And these journalists are coming out in Germany. We talked about this last Wednesday with Harney Schlanger. And they're saying blunt, straight up, hey, we're all nurse Al-Qaeda. We're ISIS. And Americans are giving us weapon systems and even make sure that they have the tech people here to show us how to use the damn things. Duh. Are you kidding me? And we put up with this? Why is Obama not zip-tied and off in a posy jacket, heading to a psychiatric floor with a shot in his ass and no access to the internet? Why? Why do we have Hillary Clinton able to run for office? Why? Why do we have Comey and the head of the Justice Department are already not in chains, heading off to a chain gang in a not-so-nice prison. Why? 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 Why are these things happening? And if we don't fix it, we are so screwed this year, aren't we?
Oh, you can say that again. There's no doubt about it, Bill. It's completely outrageous.
So your next book, so you know, your book that we were talking about, we're going to do some more videos today after the show, is America Nuked to 9/11. I still talk to people, and they like to get into ad hominem attacks. And we're talking about relatives, friends, colleagues, other people. And then I just start tiring into them. And they just get more and more ad hominem and say, you know, I got a titanium alloy skin. I don't give a crap what you think about me. Here's the damn facts. If we don't face them, we won't have 3,000 dead. We'll have 30,000 dead or 100,000 dead. And then they'll be whining about the fact that they can't go anywhere except their biometric cards and tracking them to a cubic meter everywhere. Yeah. Don't whine then, buddy.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
obtain your book at moonrockbooks.com. There's some other books over there that I think are very important for people to see, like No One Died in Sandy Hook is a good example of the perfect example of false flags. I'm very concerned about it, not just America, because not only was the debate looked at by 80-some million Americans, the first debate, which is totally rigged. The second debate is going to be even more important, and of course the debate tonight I think will be unusual for being a vice presidential, because Mike Pence is going to come out with a very measured, not chasing the cheese kind of thing on social issues, like Trump often does. It kind of diminishes the signal he wants to present on every other topic, which to me, every other plan, for whether it's for children or the military or whatever, I totally agree with Donald Trump. I would expand on his health care plan to make sure that all health care eventually is under a value-added tax that goes to the county, not to the state, and it's managed by the people and the health providers, and they hire people. Nobody's paid fee-for-service. There's no state licensing authority. There's no malpractice anymore, and there's no fee-for-service. That all has to go. If you want a system that's affordable for education, you make online education affordable by bringing in kind of competition that stops the foolishness of the state or private institutions charging ridiculous fees to young people to get degrees in many cases that can't arm them with the tools they need in order to have a job in the future. Where do you see this all going? Because we're going to do a video afterward. I'm extremely concerned in the next 5 weeks. What is Trump going to do? I want him to stay on task. What is Hillary going to do when she starts melting? I honestly think the CIA and the agencies behind her are going to do something catastrophic to this country and the economy and terrorism to try to maintain control by the masters of chaos. I really am very concerned that the public doesn't understand just how evil Hillary is and the people behind her.
Well, I think you're 100% on all counts, Bill. I think they're going to do everything they can to manipulate the public. So we're going to get more false stories, more deception about the results of the polls and their significance, where those that are for real are reporting that Trump is in the lead. In fact, Bill Still had two reports lately that are quite stunning, because they indicate that he's taking the lead in key states and is ahead in the Electoral College as well. So check out those. Those are Still report, SR1226 and SR1227, that Trump now leads in the Electoral College. It's fascinating, Bill, how much that the agencies of the government are going out of their way to manipulate the public, even including photoshopping images from rallies where Hillary might pull 150 while Trump is pulling 15,000. So they take the image of a Trump rally and put it together with a Hillary on the stage to create a false impression. It's unreal.
She can't fill a gymnasium, and he can fill two stadiums. How's that?
Yep.
And I'll tell you, if they want to see hot anger and see a response, if they try to steal this election, we need our people right now suing to stop the voter fraud now. We need the polling station monitors that Trump is training right now. We need to do everything we can to make sure they don't try to steal this election. To me, it's Trump's to lose, not hers to win. If Trump stays on message, he's going to win. After the show today, in 2 hours, we'll do an update video with your slideshows, and it's quite remarkable. We'll have a good discussion this afternoon in a couple of hours. Sign up on live stream if you want to be notified when we're ready to do it live. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.